This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New album, Divisive. We talked a few months ago, and you weren't sure if you were going to make it a full album. What changed your mind?
The momentum, really. Yeah. We were just rolling, and the song started feeling like they belong together. You know what I mean? So yeah. It just kind of went that way.
The story formed.
Well, yeah. the family formed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new track, Don't Tell Me, with Ann Wilson. There's a lot of collaborations on this album. Ann Wilson's pretty iconic. I mean, that's a score, right?
Beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond. No.
Tell me about getting her on board.
She had voiced her being a fan of our cover of The Sound of Silence. And mm-hmm. She came up in discussion about who was the greatest female rock voice of all time. And it was me and Bruce Dickinson and a few other people. And Bruce and I both said, you know, Anne, without question. She responded, and she was very, you know, grateful and gracious. And so I hit her up afterwards, and I said, listen, you know, we're about to go back to the studio. Would you ever consider doing something together? And she's like, absolutely. So it was just as nerve-wracking, you know, besides getting up the guts to ask her on Twitter. Wow. And then to go ahead and try and send her the song idea was just as nerve-wracking, but she loved it. We loved it. And I love how it came out. I couldn't be happier with it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing tune. And Ann Wilson, she's just... that must have been like starstruck time for you, like you said.
Big time.
And then to send the song idea, like, this is the woman behind Heart, you know?
Yeah.
There were
a number of times when Danny and I were looking at each other, and we both flew out to meet her, and we're just kind of pinching ourselves. It's just very, very surreal and very cool.
Yeah. If you could make anybody the president of the United States, and I mean anybody, David, it doesn't matter. You pick, you have the power to make that person the guy or the woman. Who is it?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that we need somebody that needs to bring everybody together somehow, a unifying element, somebody not pushing one side or the other. But I don't know that that exists. That's the biggest problem.
I think it does. Okay. My vote.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing various versions of this person, but not the best of this person.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse. I mean, think about it. The dude is better looking. He's smarter. And you know what? Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. So you know what? He knows how to run a joint. I was asked that the other day. I was like, Mickey Mouse all the way. Like, we have.
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. If the world ends up getting run like Mickey Mouse runs Disney World, I don't know that I want to be in that place.
A corn dog's going to be $30 instead of $20.
Oh, I don't know, man. Just the lines and the imprisonment and the, you know, people acting on the absolute best of their behavior, of course, you know.
Yes, of course. There you go. This album, Divisive, is a wake-up call, you say. Tell us the wake-up call of the whole set of the album.
Well, you know, everybody was kind of sticking to their own teams, so to speak, prior to the pandemic that we've just been through.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was very hyper-polarized. you're either red or blue or somewhere. And if you're in anything in the middle of that, or anything that tries to consider and respect, you know, a mode of thinking that isn't the one you want to hear coming out of somebody's mouth. There are so many people, I do believe, out there that really believe that there can be a mutual respect, a mutual understanding, you know, and I don't know. I've not seen the level of vitriol and the level of just venom that is being spewed on a regular basis that's leading to acts of violence.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good for anybody. The only people that it's good for are the people in positions of power who continue to fan the flames.
Well, we're about to get heavy duty into it. Unfortunately, it's about to get
worse. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Today's the day, right?
Yeah. And in general, we got a whole nother election cycle about to roll out.
Oh,
and,
I can't wait.
Karaoke. Have you ever done karaoke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your karaoke song?
People are going to freak, but it's on many occasions, it's been Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Man, I would love to hear you sing that. That would be amazing.
That's a fun one.
Do people know who you are when you go karaoke and you go stand up?
It doesn't happen often. You know? Believe me. Last time I went was with my wife's family in Honolulu at one of these karaoke bars.
And that's, they're serious about it.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I suck at it personally. Like, I'm not afraid to get on stage to do anything.
Yeah.
Sing karaoke. Yeah. It took me forever to finally go do karaoke, and I did Neil Diamond.
It's tough.
It's tough. Yeah, exactly. The new album Divisive is out. I'm really excited about it. The new track "Don't Tell Me" with Ann Wilson, dude. It's so nice to have you guys back in full force and have a full album going.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to have this record in particular. Love
and
it.
The just tour? A lot of
tour as well. You know, we were dying to get back out there once the light at the end of the tunnel was even barely visible. Now that we're really at the tail end of this thing, it's nice to be able to try and plan accordingly. We're probably going to start up again in spring of 2023, do a little bit of a European festival run and a summer thing here in the States. You know, we're still piecing it together. It's still a moving target, but more and more announcements should be coming soon.
It's funny because rock and roll has the same season as baseball. You notice
there you
that?
Go.
Up around March, April, and cruise through November, and then it's off season, it seems. So we're looking outdoors. Forward to seeing you, David, as always. Thank you for spending some time with me, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks so much, Coletta. Be well. Bye,
honey. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.